Like many other kids across North Carolina, our friend Alex spent a Friday night a few weeks ago anticipating the release of the new Harry Potter book, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Alex was at the store at 5 till midnight. Now, he hadn't gone so far as to don a cape and round spectacles, but he did have the same trouble waiting patiently in line to buy his copy as other kids did. And when he finally got the book, like many other kids, Alex devoured it in less than 48 hours. But unlike those other kids, Alex, our own Alex Granados, is 26 years old.
I just found out that it's strange for a 26-year-old to be reading the Harry Potter series, never mind showing up at a grocery store at the witching hour to grab the new installment. When I was talking to my friends, I spoke excitedly of the night I received the new book and jabbered on about the complexities and wit of the plot. I expected they had read the most recent book, too. Their veiled stares, stony silence, and rolling eyes made it clear. They thought I was crazy. And they hadn't read any of the Harry Potter books, either. I've always loved to read, and I've read quite a lot, but I had a nagging, unsatisfied yearning for something else. Something foreign and fantastic. It was hard for a while. Touch and go, even. And then, I discovered Harry Potter. Harry Potter is great for a bunch of reasons, I told my friends, not least of which is they are the kinds of books you pick up and don't want to put down. They're like the books that first made me love reading, almost to the point of embarrassment. I mean, reading can't be this fun, can it? No, my friends told me, it can't be. I can relate to Harry on a lot of levels. Here's a kid who is revered from childhood just because he is alive. He survives an early encounter with an evil wizard who tries to kill him, and from that moment forward, he is heralded for not dying. Growing up, I always thought I deserved accolades for the simple fact of my existence. But during adolescence, I learned the truth. Recognition comes through hard work and talent, they told me. And if you're a conspiracy theorist, well, then Harry Potter is like the JFK assassination and the Roswell cover-up combined. The whole world, everything we know and take for granted, is really just the surface of a deeper, better world run by magic. Sounds like The Matrix, doesn't it? There are wizards and witches among us, and they look just like you and me. And the inane behavior of the muggles, or non-magical people, might annoy at first, but alas, the sad truth is, we are the muggles, and the inane behavior, it's ours. Harry Potter also appeals to that part of me that wants rescuing. In the first Harry Potter book, Harry is living with his aunt and uncle and their son. They're a horrible muggle family that treats Harry like a servant. Soon enough, Harry finds out that he is not one of them. He is a wizard, and he is to leave that horrible family for the magical world of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. How great is that? At different times in my life, I felt as if I was waiting for something to happen, to change me or change my life, to make it better, magical even. It took me a while to realize that this thing wasn't coming, and that it takes action to instigate change. But truth be told, I still have that desire to get my letter from Hogwarts, telling me it's time to begin my formal education in witchcraft and wizardry. Until that letter comes, though, I'm considering a career in public radio.
Alex Granados, 26 years old, has spent his summer producing for The State of Things. He returns to his journalism studies at UNC Chapel Hill in the fall.